Blog Talk Radio.
A writer,
conductor, so many things, so many amazing things, which totally explains some of my loves in this world. For example, I love looking and predicting into the future, and I do receive energetic insights, I'll call them, as to what is going to happen in the future, not only to myself, but for a lot of humanity. So that's another reason why I do this show, is to help get these messages out there, because I know that they do need to be heard, whether it's live or in archive. Nice little rhyme there. It doesn't matter as long as it's out there. And that's pretty much the whole purpose of my show, is to make people aware. And if I have a lot of things that need to be shared with everybody, this is absolutely perfect. So again, thank you for being here. Thank you so much. She also told me some really great things. And she told me that I would be on the spiritual path. This is my lifetime for a spiritual path. And I definitely knew it deep down in me. I definitely felt that for sure. And, oh my goodness, sorry, I'm just trying to bring up a couple things. I'm very excited to start on that spiritual journey. And it's already been opened for me. And it's just such an exciting process. I'm very, very excited to be here. So, again, thank you all for sharing in that with me. What else has been going on? Let's see. I figured since I'm going to be on a spiritual path, what I decided to do was to start looking at the Bible. Okay, and I figured, well, if my path is spiritual, I have to kind of know about the Bible, and I have to be aware of some of it, and be aware of the things that are said in there and what people believe in. So I started to read the Bible, and for some reason I was drawn to chapter Revelations, and I started looking at it, and I started reading it, and I'm like, gosh, none of this really makes sense. Like, this isn't even in my language. Like, I don't understand. Oh, you too, Char. Very cool, very cool. I just couldn't understand it, and I was getting really frustrated because there are so many different versions of the Bible. And I just became confused and flustered, and I'm like, well, what the heck? I'm like, I want to read the original source, the original writings from the prophets that, you know, made the Bible and all that fun stuff. And I want to hear what they originally had to say, not stuff that's been lost in translation and, you know, translated into thousands and thousands of different languages and over thousands of years of time. It was just really frustrating me. I did find one that resonated well with me, and it's called The Message. And I feel like it just provokes the messages that were needed to be heard. So I started reading that one, and it was absolutely wonderful. And I came upon one passage in particular, and it's actually one sentence that really made me dive deep. I don't know what it was. I don't know what inspired me to do that. But it was Revelations 19:10. And it's all about this guy. I don't remember his name, but he was getting these visions, and he had a vision of this angel. And I'm actually going to read it to you. I spent over 8 hours trying to decode and figure out what the heck this message was. So I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to read all the research behind what I did. So let's see. I fell at his feet to worship him, but he wouldn't let me. "Don't do that," he said. "I am a servant just like you and like your brothers and sisters who hold to the witness of Jesus. The witness of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Now that's the sentence that threw me off. Well, it didn't throw me off, but it really made me think. The witness of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And people or beings that witness Jesus are the ones that are going to be quote-unquote saved and, you know, for in the judgment day, quote-unquote, again. And the only reason I say that is just because I don't know what happens. This is what I've heard from previous accounts. But of course, I'm so open to learning more. So I figured, all right, so isn't it safe to say that, I'm going to take the last sentence, I'm a servant just like you and like your brothers and sisters who hold to the spirit of prophecy, since the spirit of prophecy is the witness of Jesus. And isn't the spirit of prophecy receiving messages from God about the future like a psychic would? So is the quote-unquote witness of Jesus the same as receiving messages from God about the future? So I'm like, okay, let's break it down here. Prophecy is the foretelling or prediction of what is to come. In religion, a divinely inspired revelation or interpretation, which they are usually made by a prophet. And a prophet is a person who speaks for God or a deity or by divine inspiration. And spirit, now I had a little bit of trouble with this one. I interpreted spirit wrong the first time because of the context of the sentence. I looked up spirit as being our principal drive from within, our true being, our real being that exists. Some call it soul. Some call that our little piece of God. Whatever you do call it, it doesn't matter. But for future reference, I will refer to that as spirit or your soul. When I talk about spirit in general, it's everyone's spirit. And when I talk about your soul, it's particularly to you. So I figured the spirit of prophecy is the actual, spirit is the actual, though unstated, sense or significance of something, because it's in the context of the spirit of prophecy. So that unstated significance of prophecy. So I figured the spirit of prophecy is the actual, though unstated, sense or significance of the foretelling or prediction of what is to come or of what is to be revealed, which can be summed up as the unstated significance of predicting what is to be revealed. And as we all know, to predict something is to state, tell about, or make known in advance, especially on the basis of special knowledge. So the witness of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, according to Christian Science, and I do have all of my sources marked down in reference so that you could see just how I arrived to each conclusion. Now, again, according to Christian Science, Jesus Christ, the name or label, is the supreme example of God's nature expressed through human beings. Okay? So Jesus Christ is this very perfect being that was here on earth, as legend tells it, and he is the ultimate servant of God. That's all he was here to do. And I've been thinking about this and thinking about this concept, and you know, we're all supposed to admire Jesus Christ, and we're all supposed to aspire to be him. And in some aspects, I think that's absolutely great because, you know, we do need people that do have that Christ consciousness to them. But also, I feel like it wouldn't be fun. I really do. I feel like it wouldn't be any fun. It would be something I feel like he was just used. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he was just used by all people. Maybe he was just because of the time period that he was in, where people just wanted to figure stuff out, I guess. So my main thing with this, with Jesus Christ, is to have a Christ consciousness, and that is being consciously aware of. It's like that. What would Jesus do? Those little bracelets. Those are absolutely divine. I love those. They're such a great thing to keep around so that you keep yourself in check. It's like, you know, really, what would Jesus do in this kind of situation? And Jesus is a divine being that literally just served God and lived love, all love, was never fearful, and helped others. So that's what you can definitely keep in mind, is helping others, loving all the time, being open to all changes, and following God's plan or Creator's plan or whatever you so choose to call it. So then I broke it down. The witness of Jesus. A witness is to see, hear, or know by personal presence and perception. So the witness of Jesus is to see, hear, or know by personal presence and perception, or in parentheses, to sense. The supreme, in parentheses, highest in rank or authority, or sovereign, the supreme example of God's nature expressed through human beings. And in this statement, nature is the particular combination of qualities belonging to a person, animal, thing, or class by birth, origin, or constitution, native or inherent to character. So it's all about character. The nature in this statement refers to character. So God's nature, God's character, God's self, you can say. So, and that's a really great point in the book, Conversations with God. We are here to experience God's self because God wanted to experience itself. And we are a form of God, and we're here experiencing ourselves. So this is God experiencing itself. That's like a crazy reason why we're here. I didn't understand it, but it really kind of made sense to me now, which is pretty funny. let's see. To sense something is to perceive by the senses or to become aware of. So this can be summed up as to become aware of the supreme, the witness of Jesus is to become aware of the supreme example of God's nature as a human being. So let's go back to the original quote again. The witness of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I was led to the grand finale, which is becoming aware of the supreme example of God's nature as a human being is the unstated significance of predicting what is to come. So I feel that Christ consciousness is the secret to seeing or creating the future. And I feel like that is what Revelations 19:10 brought me to. It was a long, in-depth process of so many things, just me trying to figure information out, etc. It took forever, let me tell you. Oh my goodness. I was like so hyped on it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I found something. Like I really thought, I'm like, wow, the witness of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I'm like, so does that mean like all psychics are witnesses of Jesus? Like what does that even mean? I don't even know. And then I'm like, oh yes, oh cool, I used to be a prophet in a past life. I'm like, yeah, totally the witness of Jesus, all right. So then I started looking into it a little bit more, and I noticed there was two similarities between some of the light work research that I was doing and some of this Bible work. And the one thing that I saw is that there's 144,000 people that are going to be, quote-unquote, saved and that will be here at the, quote-unquote, end of the world, which a lot of people believe is December 21st, 2012, and the winter solstice at 11:11, et cetera, et cetera. Personally, I know it's not the end of the world. I definitely know it's not the end of the world. It may be the end of some people on this earth that are just reaping it and just whoring her out and that don't even care about earth at all and that just use her for her fluids or her, I don't even know what else. They just use up the earth so much. And it's like, you know what? You should be lucky that she even wants you here. That girl, she has got an attitude. As you can see with all these hurricanes coming, earthquakes, apparently, and if you do live in New York, I did hear a psychic predict that there will be an earthquake hitting the East Coast, and it's going to affect New York. So be aware of it. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. But with all these changes and rapid things coming, it's definitely something to look out for. So please be safe. Shar, I know you're in New York, so please be safe, girl. Please be safe. Let us see. I feel like I lost my train of thought. Oh, by the way, I do have to mention the song that I played in the beginning is Naturally by Selena Gomez. Yes, it's very Disney Channel, but my heart is that of a 16-year-old girl, so I really like that kind of stuff. That is such a good song. I love how these songs that Disney is making are really provoking kind of psychic and connected energies for these kids. The kids are definitely becoming way more in tune and getting better at what we do here and that some people very much struggle with. So in that aspect, I'm very excited to see that happening. Let us see, what else? Yes, Christ consciousness, please hold that to your heart. Follow your heart, everybody. I'll say that a million times so I'm blue in the face. There's been a lot of, let's see, today on our little cosmic calendar, we've got the big red planet, which I'm pretty sure is Jupiter, going into Leo. Going from reverse to direct at 1 degree of Leo. So there's a lot of intense... Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. I'm pretty sure that is Mars. Red planet is Mars, excuse me. I'm sorry. Jupiter, I'm pretty sure, is like orange and white and a mix of colors. So Mars tensions are going to be put into play today. So courage, zeal, leadership, passion, desire, athleticism, volatility, self-centered and inflammatory behavior, anger, and warfare are going to be high up on the psychic scale. So make sure you do not force your will upon others. Living up to your higher ideals is the best way to go. Also, there is a moon-Venus 60-degree rapport. And also an Aquarius to, oh no, the Moon-Venus report is coming, going from Aquarius to Aries. So, oh my gosh, and it's going, Venus is squaring Pluto. Oh my goodness, there's so many crazy stuff going on. So strive for serenity to avoid falling into temporary frustration and discontent. Fashion designers, artists, musicians, hairstylists, beauticians, photographers, and home decorators are particularly energized by a harmonious Juno-Neptune connection. I have yet to study on Juno. I do not know all of its energies and aspects yet, but hopefully that is up and coming. I've been doing a lot of astrology work recently, and learning all about the houses and the aspects, you know, the connections, conjunctions, all that fun stuff, and just really getting into it, getting deep into it, looking at people's makeup, so to speak, and just literally looking at charts. It's really great, being able to just look at a chart and understanding the energies behind it. Of course, there's so much to learn, and at all times. At one moment in time, you could look at your chart, and it can help you through one thing. And moments later, or years, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm saying moments. You could look at that same aspect, and it can mean something totally different for you because you've learned more, you're in an entirely different state of mind. Absolutely wonderful. So I highly recommend everybody getting involved into astrology. And if it doesn't suit your fancy, hit up an astrology reader and get your sign read, because astrologists can definitely shed some light onto some really great things. I did have an astrology report recently, and it led me to some of the things that are coming up for me in my life. There's just a lot of different energy transits that are happening, and I'm very much in a transition period myself, as well as a lot of other people right now. So getting one now would be a good benefit. Let's see here. So that's definitely a big thing that's been going on. Also, I did get new cards. I was told that I would be working with angelic energies and that I will be working very close with angels and then doing mediumship as well. So I did want to get connected and in tune with some higher energies. I wanted to make sure that every opportunity and door here is open for me. So I got some new cards, but I have yet to open them. I've read the book that it came with, but I still have yet to open them. I feel that I'm not quite ready just to get that yet. Not quite yet, but it's coming, so don't worry. I'm very excited to give readings for that because they're going to be very, very cool. Hello, Byron Avery. Thank you so much for coming, and welcome to the chat room. Not too much going on tonight. A little quiet night. It's a lot more quiet compared to last week. Last week was so crazy. I got so many freaking calls and so many prank callers. It was so funny. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely wonderful. Let's see. I would like to add that if you do have any questions of any kind, you can either put it in the chat room or you can just call me. And I would be happy to answer your question to the best of my ability. Also, if you would like a reading, make sure to call in and let me know. I will be doing, natal chart readings, doing your astrological reading and your makeup, and a psychic, hypnotic, intuitive card read. I know it's a mouthful, but it's all jam-packed into one. So make sure, again, if you do want reading, call in. Let's see here. What's on the horizon? What do you mean, Therese? Like, what is coming up in the near future or, like, literally the literal horizon? Let me know in the chat room. I can tell you that on the horizon for, somebody's getting money. Money is coming from somewhere. Oh, tomorrow is Friday, so that it is payday. Most people are getting paid. I know I'm getting my money. So that could be on the horizon for everyone here. For the near future. Well, I feel like, let's see here. I'm just going to pull a couple cards in relation to what is coming up in the near future that directly relates to everybody here. So, take a card. I think some very, womanly energies are going to be provoked. And it's going to be something, we're going to have lots of research to do. And good news is coming, but there are things that we're going to have to cut out of our lives, which is ultimately going to lead us to growth. So I think the woman aspect here is Venus. And Venus is doing some really great things. Again, it's in conjunction with the moon. So, and the moon relates to us hardcore. It's one of our main planets. So I think it's going to, the beauty of like research is going to bring some great people and good news to our lives, but we're also going to have to cut some things out in order to grow. So keep that in mind. Oh, gosh, you guys get your checks today? Jeez, lucky, lucky. And you spent it all already, I know, right? Bills, bills, bills. It's always
Okay, I hate that. It's always, here it is, yes, I got all my money, and then, whoop, gone. Trust me, I feel you guys.
All right, I'm going to take a short break real quick and play a little song, bring in some good energy, and then I'm going to come back and talk about, let's see, I'm going to talk a little bit about my book that I just started writing this past week. Also, I'm going to come back and share some of my dreams as well. I wonder if people had some of the same kind of dreams, and if you had some pretty intense dreams over the past week, bring them up. It would be really, really great to know. Here is Vanilla Sky by Owl City. Beautiful song. I hope you all enjoy.
The stars lean down to kiss you, and I lie awake to miss you. Pour me a heavy dose of atmosphere. Cause I'll doze off safe and soundly, but I'll miss your arms around me. I'd send a postcard to you, dear, cause I wish you were here. Because it takes two to whisper quietly. The silence isn't so bad till I look at my hands and feel sad. Cause the spaces between my fingers are right where yours fit perfectly. I'll find the pose in new ways, though I haven't slept in 2 days. Cause cold nostalgia chills me to the bone. But drenched in
that song. It's so darn cute. That's all Owl City. Definitely all about the cute little songs Very nice, though. Very, very well made. I enjoy them. Definitely. We were talking a little bit in the chat room about excessive spending and shopping, since money was brought up. I am all about spending money. Oh, my goodness. That's my, like, true nature, is spending money all the time. All the time. All the time. I've had, let's see, a $25,000 school loan, and I spent it before the semester even ended. Oh, my goodness. It was so crazy. I was the richest bitch for a couple months, and it was awesome. So I know what kind of lifestyle is super comfortable and rich, but, like, I know that was a lot. It was definitely a lot. But I just, I'm such a good energy channeler for money. Like, I don't know why. That's why I want to open up some really great businesses and channel that money to things that actually need it and things that deserve it. Especially things like saving the world, like, you know, things preventing people from cutting down rainforests, you know, so we can actually breathe and stuff. Better education for people, giving people places to live even, like, seriously. Yeah, definitely. Tauruses and Cancers. Ugh. Cancers are, they're a dangerous area for me. Let me see. Cancer is in my sixth house. And my sixth house is all about breaking down. Let's see. Well, everybody's sixth house. I'm actually going to look it up real quick so I can tell you. The sixth house is the quest for balance, healing, and productivity in the unfolding of the day. It's a Virgo. It's the main sign for the sixth house is Virgo, so it relates to that. It's the continuous tweaking of daily life, including work and health. So you're looking at analyzing, like, the Virgo energy, breaking down what works in your day and what doesn't, and very, very constant. Okay. Let's see. I'm a Taurus. Wow, we got a melting pot going on in here. I'm a Taurus, and we have a Cancer in the chat room, a Scorpio, a Virgo, and that's about it. I don't know what the guest is because they can't type. Sorry, guest. But if you do sign up for an account, you can definitely type and chat with us. It'll be very, very fun. Yeah, I definitely do need a budget. It's so weird because my rising sign is Capricorn, which is the business head of the zodiac and very business oriented. And it's so funny that I was an excessive spender. But, oh my gosh, I love the lavish lifestyle. So me. So me. Whew. Let's see. What else? What else? What else? What else? Yeah, right. Loan money, which I do have to pay back, and they call me all the time. All the time. That's not an exaggeration. I'm definitely paying for that. But, you know, what's very cool is I get to hear my cool ringtones whenever they call, and I just get excited. Of course, the only ones I have are cool ones. So I did want to talk a little bit about dreams. Again, I've had some pretty intense dreams recently. And some of them are super weird. Some of them are very weird. And a lot of people actually have been coming up to me and asking me about dreams and their own dreams. So, let's see. The one day, I don't remember what it was, but I had the most amazing dreams. The first one, I knew I was, like, famous. Like, people started coming up to me saying, oh, my gosh, I love you. And I was, like, at this bar that I didn't even recognize. I could picture it, but I just had no idea where it was. Everyone wanted to come talk to me. People wanted to, like, make out with me. They wanted me to do stuff with them, go play pool with them. Like, I totally
felt center stage. I was definitely the life of the party. It seemed everyone wanted like a piece of me. They all wanted me to do stuff with them. It was an awesome feeling. I was definitely like drunk in the dream as well as in real life. I was so drunk. Oh my goodness. I was so drunk that night. It was so bad. And of course there were a bunch of people there that I didn't know and that didn't know about me or what I did to deserve this attention, but that really didn't matter. They just knew they wanted to be by me and have some of my wonderful time. It was, like, absolutely amazing. It's so cool. I don't even know. Honestly, for me, I don't know what that means. I know. Listen, it was my dream, okay? I was unconscious. I'm not trying to be egocentric here or anything, but that's just what it felt like. And I've honestly always felt like that. I've always felt like I was, like, special in some way or that, like, I am, like, luxury or royalty. I've always felt like that since I was little. And I think that's one of my challenges here on Earth in this lifetime is to not let my ego take control of that. And I really don't. Like, I'm here to, like, serve you guys. I'm here to, you know, help you, but nobody's calling in. I'm just going to talk about me and things that are going on in my life that directly relate to others. It's very cool. So hopefully I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be well-known in the future. But, like, again, I'm not going to let ego take control of that, okay? Don't even worry. And I don't know how I'm going to be, like, famous. I don't know how it's going to happen. I thought it was music. Definitely not. Tried my hand at that. It's fun to make, it's fun to create, but I don't think it's it. I don't think that's where it is. Who knows? I played a couple of my songs. I'm just going to give you a little sampler. It's a very short song, Feeling Deeper. This is by yours truly. So this is my hand in music.
One, two, one, two, three, go.
Always have a life that's in me part. Bittersweet relationship starts from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. I feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn.
Courtney, Miss Inspiration, welcome to the chat room. Thank you for coming tonight, dear. That was a little bit of Feeling Deeper. Aw, thank you, Steph. She loves the beat. Very cool. I just got a text message. What time did your show start? Hang on, guys. I gotta tell them. It's on now. It's on now. Almost over. Hang up! Hang up! So, yeah, that was my little bit in music. Y'all don't have to call in tonight. It's okay. I've got plenty to talk about. Let's see. Now, I did have a dream right after that one, and it was absolutely crazy. The next dream I had, I was in this really, really nice house. I started exploring around on my own. It was beautiful. I was walking around, and there was this man that lived there. He was an older guy, but he looked pretty good. He was a good-looking older man. I felt something, like, so extraordinary with him. It was like he wanted to, like, care for me and care about my well-being, and he, like, took me under his wing, so to speak, and I knew he really wanted me there with him. I've never seen him before, nor the house, but it felt like I was finally home. I feel like it was somewhere in California, like maybe San Francisco or something, just because it was a gay-friendly place, and
And the sun was always, always out, always up. Everyone was nice and tanned, and the spirit of the community was warm and very welcoming. I feel like the guy I was staying with had a boyfriend, and there was some conflicting energies going on between all these people. Like, there was this girl talking about, oh, what are you doing coming in here trying to ruin shit? But, like, we had this mutual respect and understanding for each other, which was pretty funny. So, you know, I would call her a bitch, she would call me fag, whatever. It was pretty funny. He also had this friend that sort of had a problem with me. She looked like that girl from White Chicks, the one who put too much powder on her face when she was wasted. That's the girl I was talking about. Maybe she was a cokehead or something. I don't even know. Anyways, it was exactly where I needed to be. I didn't want to be anywhere else but with this guy. He's amazing, and I love thinking about this dream. It was very cool. Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I keep switching the times, but listen. So listen. I could not schedule it at the regular time because all the show times were taken. I was very disappointed. I could not believe it. So, and like, I guess Lizzie Star was supposed to come to my show, but she's not here. Oh, well, she's a very, very busy woman. I do not mind at all. Okay, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I get to read you guys something that I'm very excited about. I did start my book. Very, very excited about that. And it just kind of came to me. Like, I didn't realize I was even writing my book. I just started, like, writing for some reason. And hang on, let me make sure there's nobody in the switchboard. Okay, good. I just want to make sure, because I'm just going to keep going. It's going to be a little channel here. Yes, I'm going to read it to you. Hang on. I do have to send another text message. We're trying to get here. I'm sorry. Okay. Jesus. Okay. Sorry, guys. I had to let people know where to go. You know, that's me, the energy director here. I will direct your energy to where it needs to be. Call in if you need to find where your energy goes. Sorry, I'm being silly. It's getting crazy. All right, well, I might as well say this now. For anybody that would like to receive my personal services, you can find me on keen.com/thedreamteacherTDT, or if you would like to set up an appointment with me to enlighten your mind, to receive guidance, for absolutely anything that I offer, which is a huge, huge multiplicity of things. I'm literally like, I can do so many things. I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I kind of am because I've studied my ass off and worked so hard for what I can do now, and it's only going to get bigger and better. So it really is benefits for you to receive some of my teachings, wisdom, help, whatever you want to call it. It don't matter. But to call and set up a personal appointment with me, you can call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And the extension is 0-3-9-6-8-4-4-4, an angel number. Ooh. And I will be glad to work with you and give you everything that you need, as there are lots of things that we need to be reminded of from spirits or creator or whatever you call it. Again, all up to you. It don't matter. And I do offer, let's see, astrology readings, so chart readings. I do card readings. I do psychic readings. I do, oh my goodness, it's been a while, and I do have to get the software for it, but human design readings, very, very cool. I am a projector and a martyr heretic, I think. I don't remember. I gotta get that freaking program back. It's very cool, very cool. Ties in many different things. I talked about it on a couple of past shows. I actually did readings for people. So I'm looking to get that back up and in action. And hopefully soon, after it is more developed within myself, I will be doing mediumship and working with spirits and giving messages from the other side. So I'm very excited to grow into that. And also just to help spiritually guide anybody that, you know, truly needs it. Ooh. All right. So back to the book. Now, I'm very good at writing. Definitely one of my fortes. It's just hard for me to get inspired to write. And beauty and love is something that really, really inspires me. And you can actually honestly see it in my chart. My Venus is in conjunction with Mercury and Jupiter. So those are the things that I just happen to be good at. And the fifth house is all about, actually I'm just going to tell you exactly what the fifth house is about, just so I don't give any false information. The celebration of life and the drive to share personal riches with others. So beauty is something that is inspired through me, and that is something that I share with others, is beauty. And you can directly see that through the title of my book. And I don't know, I honestly don't know when it's going to be done. I don't know how fast it's going to be done. It's crazy, 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 crazy. And it's like, I feel like it's being channeled almost because, ooh, I just got a weird feeling in my chest. I feel like it's being channeled because I really just don't know where it comes from, to be honest with you. And it's like, I just don't remember writing it, and I'll look at it like, wow, I wrote that. So I wrote it one night and I didn't reread it. And then the next night, I read it to a couple of friends, and I feel like it shifted some things within them, some emotions within them, pretty deeply. So I definitely want to share it with you. And this is how, again, now I just started writing, that's all I was doing, and this is how the title came to me. I didn't know it was going to be a book until it just hit me. It just hit me. So I'm going to share it with you. I am writing a story to remember how I discovered how big my heart truly is. And that's why I decided to write. But I didn't like that, and so I rewrote it, and I needed to reword it. So here it is. I am writing a story to remember the path I created to reach the discovery in learning how big my heart truly is. We all have an enormous heart and feel that in many different ways. Some feel that love is an innocent first kiss. Others choose to beat their children to learn right from wrong. Some of us feel that changing others to conform to a standard way of living is love. Love can be seen everywhere, but it's the lack of love that gets the social focus and attention. We're all guilty of it. We have all sat there in desperation, trying to feed our addiction to what we think is love, whether it be a person, a substance, a way of life, or a crafty idea. And personally, I've tried all four. In fact, I've tried so many ways to feel love, I'm afraid I've lost count. And that was my first mistake. The best mistakes I've made in life were the ones that did lead me to a path of self-discovery. And that is where I would come to learn what love truly is. And that is the title of my book, What Love Truly Is. So I'm pretty sure that's the direction that I do want to go in, and I'm very excited to get in here and do this. Hello, Dionysus. Welcome to the show. It's almost over. Oh my goodness. I knew I felt something interesting. Oh my gosh, 4 minutes already. Hello, caller. Oh, Liz, hi. Thank you for calling in. If you want to talk or say hello, just raise your hand and I'll put you through. There's only 4 minutes left, so you can just call to say hi or what have you. But yeah, that is my book, guys. I'm very excited to get it going. Very excited to get it off the ground and hopefully start writing more as soon as I get inspired. All right.
Where are you
good
at?
Hello, Liz.
Oh, hey, am I on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, I didn't know your show was over. I feel bad.
Oh, that's totally okay.
I had to
schedule
it at 10.
Early.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to schedule it early just because there was too many shows at one time and it wouldn't let me schedule it at like 10 o'clock. I was a little upset. But
I gotcha.
Whatever.
Gotcha.
That's all right.
Well,
all
at least I heard, 30 seconds off it. It was
there
good
you go.
From what I heard. Was it a good show tonight?
Not too intense, just informative, I guess. A little bit of chatting
good.
Here and there.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I just called to say hi.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
no
your
problem.
Support and you listening.
Definitely. If you want to call or text after the show, go ahead. But I'll let you go now and finish up, do your wrap-up and stuff. And I will talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. That's funny. That's my good friend, Liz. Very glad she called in. Listening. Oh, my gosh. Well, it has been just a little bit of a show. Nothing too intense. I didn't want it to be too intense. I just wanted it to be very relaxed and chill because, personally, I am feeling the effects of last few days' transformational energies that have been going on with me. So, yeah, what song do I want to play? Yeah, okay. Well, again, thank you everybody for coming. I very, very much appreciate it, and I love all of you that are here, and all of you that listen to this on the archive. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Owl City, If My Heart Was a House. Very cute song. It's so cute. I love it. And I love belting it out anywhere. Almost anywhere. Actually, the first song, naturally, I would belt that out anywhere. Okay, sorry. I'm being silly and ridiculous. But again, thank you all so much for coming. And I hope you all have a beautiful week. And I can't wait to see you here next Thursday. Hopefully, the time won't be so screwed up. I got to get something here set in stone. But yes, have a beautiful week and sweet dreams, everybody.
You're the sky that I fell through, and I remember the view whenever I'm holding you. The sun hung from a string, looking down on the world as it warmed over everything. Chills run. ditch my dismay. Find your way.